Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, The most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, Whoever recited salat upon me 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night, will attain my intercession on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azwajal, my dear viewers, in this silsila of the discussion of death, Alhamdulillah Azwajal, in the last episode, I discussed about the grave speaks to the deceased. And inshallah Azwajal, in this episode, I shall speak about those who are exempted from questioning in the grave. Abu Qasim Sa'di mentions, it is proven, according to proper narrations, that certain fortunate ones will not be questioned in the grave, and Munkar and Nakir will not come to them. This is either due to the personal excellence of that personality, or due to the difficulty he faced at the time of death, or because of the blessed era. A person asked Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, why is it that, with the exception of a shaheed, every mu'min will be put through a test in his grave? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the flash of the sword is for him, instead of the torment of the grave. Hazrat Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, one who fought against the enemy with patience until such time that he is victorious or martyred, he will not face the torment of the grave. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, one who passed away in an illness is a shaheed and has been saved from the torment of the grave. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala reported that the one who recites Surah Mulk every night will be protected from the difficulties of the grave, and also the one who punctually recites Inni amatu bi rabbikum fasma'un. Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed I have believed in your Rabb, so listen to me. A narration is reported from Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala an, wherein he mentions, we found it written in the Torah that one who recites Surah Mulk every night will be protected from the torment of the grave. The servant of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, Hani, mentions that when Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an would stand at any grave, he would cry so much that his beard would become wet. So it was said to him, that you speak about Jannah, but you never weep, yet you weep when you look at a grave. He replied, the grave is the first stage, so the one who receives salvation there, then for him the next stage is easy. If he did not attain salvation in the grave, then the next stage is even more difficult for him. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the most frightening scenario is the scenario of the grave. Hazrat Barra radiallahu ta'ala an reported that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a janazah. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sat beside the grave, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also wept. His weeping caused everyone else to weep as well, to the extent that the sand became wet with tears. And then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O brothers, be prepared for this, in other words, for the grave. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an reported, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a true believer walks around a green meadow of 70 hand lengths in his grave, which is as bright as the full moon. Qurtubi has mentioned that the words Rawdatum min riyadil jannah aw hufratum min hufarin nar of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are based on a literal meaning and not a figurative one. Some ulama have taken the figurative meaning, in other words they say, it means that the questioning will become easy for a believer. Qurtubi has said that the first view is correct. Hazrat Wahab reported that Hazrat Isa alayhi salat wasalam was standing at a grave with his disciples, where the people were discussing the frightening, dark and constricted condition inside the grave. Hazrat Isa alayhi salat wasalam said, you are in a place that was even more constricted, in other words, smaller than this. In other words, the womb of the mother. Abu Ghalib, who is the companion of Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala an, reported that the time of death of a person from Syria approached him. When he said to his paternal uncle, if Allah returns me towards my mother, how will she treat me? He said, by Allah, she will enter you into Jannah. Thereafter, the person said, Allah is more compassionate upon me than my mother. After this discussion, the young man passed away. When burying him, I entered his grave with his uncle and suddenly a brick fell out from its place after the burial. So his uncle leapt and lunged forward. Then suddenly he stopped. I asked him what had happened. So he said his grave is filled with nur and he has expanded to the limits of the vision. Hamid said, I had a nephew, and he also reported an incident like the above. But he further mentioned, I peeped into the grave and saw that it was expanded to the limits of my vision. So I said to my friend, are you also seeing that which I am seeing? He replied, yes. I said, compliments to you. Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned that at the passing of Abu Salma radiallahu ta'ala an, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O Allah, bless him with vastness and brighten his grave. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, graves are sunk into darkness. Allah Almighty brightens the graves of the people by virtue of my dua. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an reported that laughing in the masjid is a cause of darkness in the grave. That Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala an, how much preparation do you make when you go out on a journey? So what must be the condition of the preparation for Qiyamah? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala an, let me inform you of such a thing which will benefit you. Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala an said, my mother and father be sacrificed upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Please inform me. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, keep fast in the extremely hot season for Hashar and perform 2 rak'ah namaz in the darkness of night, so that there is light in your grave. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, one who recites 100 times daily, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubin, he will be protected from poverty. He will not be afraid in his grave, and the doors of Jannah will be opened unto him. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when an alim passes away, then his knowledge takes a form and becomes attached with him in his grave until Qiyamah, and it repels the insects, in other words creatures, in the grave. Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Allah Almighty sent revelation upon Musa alayhi salam, learn good and beneficial things and teach them to others as well. I will brighten the graves of those who learn and teach good and beneficial things, so that they may not have fear in the grave. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that He gives us all the ability that we are able to prepare for our death, and I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that He gives us the ability that we are amongst those who are exempted from the questioning and the punishment of the grave. Ameen bijahi an-nabi al-amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.